You might remember this. It's a sort of soundtrack from my early childhood, from back in the 80s. Remember that, Rachel?
But he's never gone away. I mean, he's always been so iconic when it comes to gaming, hasn't he?
Exactly, exactly. But today, they are launching a new mobile phone game, an app, a Super Mario app. Andy Robertson is a gaming journalist. He runs Family Gamer TV on YouTube, and he's had a go. Andy, good morning.
Hello.
You've played it. What's it like?
Yeah, the kids have really warmed to it. It's looking very good.
Are you allowed to give any more away than that?
Well, the app, it's been demoed in Apple stores, and what we've seen there is, rather than the sort of the Mario game where you have a joystick to control left and right, it's all on one tap. So it's really simplified for the tablet audience. And I think it was important for Nintendo to do that because just porting an existing Mario game wouldn't fit either a phone or a tablet format.
Pokemon's obviously been the front runner in this one, transferring from an iconic game or an iconic idea onto a phone. Do you think this one will be just as successful?
I think Super Mario Run's quite a different proposition. It's really like an original experience coming from that console or handheld device to a smartphone. And it's a bit of a risk for Nintendo because it's new territory, but it's space that they need to be in because this is really where anyone who's got young kids will know they spend as much time on those tablet and smartphone devices as they do playing games on a big screen. So I think it's an important move.
And Nintendo have been struggling financially for a good long while. Do you think this is going to rescue them in terms of profits?
Well, I think we're seeing some interesting and innovative moves. This is a strong one, I think, coming to tablet and iPhone. And also with the Nintendo Switch, again, they're sort of moving and crossing between the... So they've had big success in the handheld, those 3DS consoles. And this will combine their sort of success there and try and transfer that both into tablet and into that console space because the Switch can be used both in the home and then also out and about.
Andy Robertson, gaming journalist from Family Gamer TV on YouTube. Thanks very much for joining us. Interestingly,